You're tuned in to the Golden Hammers Tech Watch. Tech Watch is a proud member of the Tech Podcasts Network. TechPodcasts.com. If it's tech, it's here. I'm Darusha Wame. I've talked before about the ever-increasing use of technology as a surveillance tool, and the recent revelation that the U.S. government is keeping a large database of information gathered from telephone company records is just the latest in spy technology news. As one would expect, lots of people are talking about this. I've already read commentary on Slashdot and listened to author William Gibson comment on a public radio talk show. Certainly, the legal and political issues are important here, as well as the relationship between the telcos and the government agencies involved. But the thing I've found most interesting about this story is something that both the Slashdot article and William Gibson touched on, the seeming acceptance of this kind of intrusion into our privacy. There's a sense that most of us have believed for some time that the government or some other force, our employers, schools, spouses, the hacker kid next door, is spying on us. The old adage, not to put anything in email you wouldn't want on the front page of the local paper, has taught us to assume that nothing is private anymore. The result is that we are less than surprised, and according to some surveys, not overly concerned about these revelations about the invasions of our privacy. Whether we believe that security outweighs the loss of freedom or not, many of us perceive these kinds of information collection as just another cost of living in the modern world. It's true that there's a line between warning about the dangers of modern technology and describing a fait accompli, but right now I think it's hard to tell if we are past the point of no return. So much of our lives is lived under the sight of cameras, and most of our communication is over networks, which certainly can be monitored, that you have to wonder if the Pandora's box of persistent, constant surveillance has been opened. While I strongly support organizations like the Electronic Frontier Foundation, who strive to protect freedom and privacy, I wonder if history will show that, as a society, we've stopped considering those values to be important. Or perhaps we've simply made a paradigm shift in our minds to think of it as transparency rather than intrusion. Certainly, as more people embrace constant surveillance as an acceptable security trade-off or just an inevitable facet of modern life, the harder it becomes to fight. Still, I'm off to make my donation to the EFF right now, just in case there's still time. Send me your feedback if you're not afraid of being tracked. You can send email to goldenhammer@darusha.ca or leave a comment on the weblog at goldenhammer.darusha.ca. This is TechWatch, and we're keeping an eye on your stuff.